News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, the Rape Crisis Network have called on Gardaí to investigate threats made to a victim of sexual violence in a courtroom after two men were jailed for raping her. After the sentence was handed down to the two Leitrim men on Monday morning, their supporters shouted at the victim, or certainly one of them did, "You're a liar and you're going to pay for this." Cliona Sadler, Executive Director at the Rape Crisis Network, joins us now. Cliona, your reaction to this report, obviously very, very distressing indeed.
Absolutely, because what we're looking at here is a very significant court case and a very significant conviction with a solid sentence on it. So what you're looking at from the point of view of the survivors, they've been through this process. They've been a complainant for quite an extended period of time, and it is a demanding process. So just at the point where, if you like, that journey is over for them and they can walk away and really get on with the rest of their lives, fully vindicated, then they are issued with this threat in the courtroom. So that is just, you know, we condemn that in the strongest possible way, because it really is, you know, yeah. just walking away.
Any right-thinking person would condemn it in the strongest possible way. What do we do about this? How do we tackle this? How should this be punished?
Absolutely. The question is what to do about it. Because the judge was standing, while it happened in the courtroom, the judge had stood, so technically under the law, no longer, if you like, a courtroom.
So no contempt of court, is that the case?
No contempt of court. Right. However, we weren't in there in the trial, so it could be that during the course of the trial that the judge indeed made an order about not approaching the witness or not threatening the witness. If such an order was made, then yes, we may be in the territory of contempt of court. But in the absence of that, it then moves over to being a matter for an Garda Síochána. Now, the difference here is that if we were talking contempt of court, the court would be the ones offended, the courts would be the ones taking the action. If we're talking about an Garda Síochána, then what we are really asking is that the complainant becomes a complainant again. She's just been through this process.
Yeah,
unthinkable
for that person to have to go through that again.
It's a huge ask. So the question is, how do we ensure that that doesn't happen, that we don't ask that, that we protect survivors and we don't ask that? And I suppose if you work backwards a bit, one of the things that could be put in place is that judges, as a matter of course, put in place court orders around the protection and of survivors. And they remain, if you like, able to step up and step in front of the survivor to protect them in that manner.
Okay, and so basically if somebody steps out of line, they immediately get held in contempt of court.
Yes, exactly, but only if that order has been issued by the judge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it sounds like a sensible solution. Cliona, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Cliona Sadler there, Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network.